Moving over to the r/Midjourney community, users continue to push the boundaries of hyperrealistic and stylized image generation. In the post titled Meridian Group, users drew immediate comparisons to the psychological thriller vibes of the game Control, the eerie aesthetic of the backrooms, and the surreal corporate tension of the television show Severance. Another post, untitled 73, sparked lighthearted discussions about dreamlike imagery, with users complimenting a hilariously bizarre tiger whose design grew on them the longer they stared at it, alongside nods to city pop aesthetics and purple-saturated color palettes. Under Ancient Gold City, members praised the appealing, nostalgic style that reminded many of early Midjourney model iterations. Meanwhile, the post She Who Hunts Demons generated a deep technical debate regarding prompt engineering and bypassing content filters. The original poster asked how to achieve historically accurate clothing and cleavage for a French royal court project without tripping safety sensors, while commenters debated whether strict censorship limits creative historical projects or if workarounds involving image-to-image editing are the best path forward. Finally, illustrations with gold captivated the subreddit, drawing comparisons to Anna Taylor-Joy and Sailor Moon-inspired artistic flares. Over in r/N8N, automation engineers are sharing complex workflows and troubleshooting the endless challenges of self-hosted infrastructure. A user shared their journey building a full lead generation and 3-email drip campaign automation to bypass traditional tools like Instantly and Clay, utilizing Firecrawl and the Google Places API. However, they ran into a massive wall with email deliverability. Community members chimed in with tough love regarding the build versus buy dilemma, noting that self-hosted cold outreach inevitably runs into spam filters, domain reputation issues, and the necessity of domain warming services, with many advising that paid dedicated tools often save months of debugging headaches. In another workflow architecture thread, a user asked for help setting up an N8N orchestration layer for a personal suite of Hermes agents running locally on Alima, integrated with RabbitMQ, PostgreSQL, Obsidian, and Cadrant for semantic search. Commenters cautioned against over-engineering with full Kubernetes setups right out of the gate, reminding the creator that local models face severe hardware and quantization limits compared to state-of-the-art APIs. For beginners starting out, a post titled Started Learning resonated with many new users facing frustrating errors from outdated YouTube tutorials. Experienced automators suggested avoiding generic clickbait videos, leveraging Claude code to interpret workflow JSON structures, and tackling small, hyperspecific problems one step at a time while following creators like Nate Herc, Nick Sarive, and Liam Otley. Another workflow discussion tackled the scaling headache of reviewing hundreds of leads generated by N8N. Community advice leaned heavily on utilizing Airtable or Google Sheets as an interim review queue with checkbox and note columns, allowing N8N to watch for manual rejections and feed those negative inputs back into dynamic qualification prompts before encoding them into hard rules. Lastly, a user shared their first major open-source N8N workflow, an automated expense tracker featuring a Telegram bot interface, Gemini AI parsing for natural language inputs like dinner costs, and SMS auto-capture, receiving high praise from fellow community members. Finally, checking in on r/perplexity_AI, users are aggressively debating the value proposition of dedicated search tools in an era where competing models are rapidly evolving. A prominent thread asked whether Perplexity Pro is still worth paying for if a user already holds a pro subscription to OpenAI, especially as ChatGPT gets progressively better at deep search and live internet navigation. Responses ranged from harsh skepticism, with some declaring Perplexity dead, to those noting that Perplexity remains slightly cheaper and fractionally better optimized for multi-source academic and web research. In technical and user support grievances, a mobile user reported that the iPhone voice feature frequently cuts them off or awkwardly suggests seeking professional counseling if it misinterprets the nature of their query. Another thread highlighted that Perplexity's Control browser feature has been moved under Perplexity Computer and now strictly requires credit consumption. And in billing disputes, a frustrated user shared that they were wrongly charged $400 for an Enterprise Pro subscription just days after canceling, following the expiration of startup credits, expressing deep anger over unresponsive customer support channels and delayed refund processing. That concludes your Reddit AI briefing for today. Thank you for listening.